Off. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna read. I want everyone to pay. Let's get the pay attention.
Recording in progress.
Okay. There really are five stages in the Gemara. The two dots, whether you hold Hezek Riyah, Shmei Hezek, Lafne Hezek. Take a look at the Gemara in Beis Amud Aleph. It says, Sabrua Mai Mechitza Guda. Now, we said that Sabrua, Tosfos said that usually Sabrua is a Sabra that is, we don't paskin like. So, and we kind of reject, but the Gemara, this Lashon sticks with it being Guda. So why did it say Sabrua? So we say, because we don't paskin like this Lashon, right? We paskin, we don't paskin as a Shmezik. We paskin as a Shmezik. So in that sense, it was shlugged up because we don't paskin like it. And then Tais is quoted in the Shame the Read, there are times where Sabrua is used, even though it's not, even though it's not rejected. Sabrua sometimes is used even when it sticks. So remember, Tos said, Sabrua, my mechitza guda, that the word mechitza means a walk. It is sani, when we looked in a different landscape. Mechitza is akerem shenifritza. You have a fence between the vineyard and the field. It got broke. Omron lo, we tell the Baal akerem, build the fence. Chazer of nifritza, he built it, but it broke again. Omron lo gador. We tell him what build the fence. Nisiayashimenu lo gadra. He says, forget about it. I'm giving up. I'm not building it anymore. Har is a kidesh. That's a lashon. It becomes aser b'hana. Chay b'achriyoso. Right? That's the puzzle. Then tikdash amlein. Everyone got that? So why do we quote this brisa? Someone tell me. Why do we quote this brisa? What is Kilai Kerem having the price of tea in China? So what? Shutfin. What's the answer? Someone tell me.
Definition of mechitza.
Excellent. Excellent, Yosef. Just the word mechitza means guda. Now the Gemara makes a diuk. I want you to get this. There are five states. Just to the two dots. The Gemara says, Vitaim of the backward letter vav. Vitaim of the rotsu. Ha lo rotsu ein mechayven oso. The only reason why they have to build a fence is because they agreed to two partners. Ha lo rotsu, if they don't agree to it, ein mechayven oso. You can't force the other guy to build a fence. Alma we see. Hezek ria lav shmei hezek. That privacy matters. Damaging of vision is not called halachic damage. And you cannot be mechayev me to build a fence. Plain. That is the first stage. Okay? Everyone got that? That is the first stage. That Hezek ria lav shmei hezek. Look at Ra. The time of the rotsu. Live notes kosol. Take out the letter dalid. The box is midas. He says midash em. Midash nehen hu. The chayvet hacham shavinu ben shteyem. That is the das of both of them to build a fence. We were madayik from Nachum Parchovitz Hatzal. That Rashi is chayvet hacham. That it's not a chiyuv that's just subjective, but once they agree to it, it becomes an active chiyuv. That they have to try to remove damages of prophecy, privacy, because they did agreed upon it. Ulakaman, what's Lakaman? Someone tell me, what daf is Lakaman? Lakaman is what?
Gimel Amar Aleph.
Kisharatsu, when they both agreed. My Havas, so what if they both agreed? Lahadrabu, let them retract. It's just a verbal word. So the Gemara answers, they made a kinyan on which sides. Okay. Avalo Ratsu Shnein, let's say both guys don't make offense. Shai Echad Omer Daye Lechalka. One of them says, I'm enough to divide up the Mesifah Shai Yisaitim Eitzim Tkuyim Be'eretz Uchim Lo Kaifinan Le. Let's say they both don't want to build a fence. One guy says, I'm enough. Daye, it's enough. Please get how to read this. It's enough for me to divide up with the Mesifah of small pegs. Of pegs of wood that are stuck in the ground like a yard marker. Lo. Nemuchim Lo. Lo Kaifinan. Cannot force him to build a wall. In that, if one guy wants to do a yard marker, that's fine. The ain't say yachalomerlo any chafed shatira say iski. The other guy could say, I don't care about yard marker. Yard marker doesn't block you from seeing me. I don't want you to see me. He can't say that. We hold Hezek Rilav Shmei Hezek. He does not have the right to say that. Okay, fine. First stage in Gemara. Continuing in the Gemara. Guys, get it. Get everything. Get the stage. Then the Gemara says, what are you talking about? The Gemara says, the aim of, it's not true. The Gemara asks, the Bach and Bay says, Ve'ema mai, he adds the word mai. Ve'ema mai mechitza pluta, which says the word mechitza means a wall. Maybe it means a division. How do you know that the word mechitza means a division? Sometimes the kinechsiv adim mechsesa eda, because it says in Parshas Matos, when they divided up the spoils of Midian, when they Klai Yisrael beat Midian, it says that they'll split the congregation to, and you know, the soldiers get one part, the Kehillah gets the other part, and that was the division between the soldiers and the rest of the nation. And he uses mechitza eda. Half of the eda will get from this portion, so you see it means a division. So maybe it means that the Shutin wanted to make a division. Doesn't mean a wall. Now, if I wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, which I would not do, right, unless it was a sakana, if I would tell you, translate the word mechitza for me, what would you think to say? What would you guys think to say? You guys tell me.
Division.
Wall. I never would say division. You'd have no way. I would think wall. That's what we all trained about. So why is the Gemara even bringing up this possibility? So look at Tysus, ask of Ema. Take a look, guys, inside. Ema my mechitza plugda in the forest re mishum da aloshon guda yesh kama kushios. Or later on, I think it's even on this Almud, has many kashas on the expression that mechitza means a guda, wall. Yesh kama kushios. There are many kita parach besamach, like we're going to ask very soon. And because there are so many kashas, lefikach, therefore, dochek, lefarish, therefore, we push. Dochek, push. We stand on our head, lefarish, mechitza, pluta. Therefore, we push to say, maybe mechitza means a division. That's what pushed and drove the Gemara, motivated the Gemara to say, afagav de chomokam ave mechitza guda. Even though every time he wake me up 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to say mechitza means a guda. But the Gemara was pushing to say mechitza meant a division because the definition of mechitza as being a wall, and this mission is very difficult, as evident by the Gemara asking many kashas. So that pushed the Gemara now to ask name and mechitza men of Plutum. Everyone got how to read that Tysus? Yehuda, you got it clear? Okay. Look at Rashi now. Take a look at Rashi, guys. Plutum. This is very, very important. There is a few elements that Rashi's trying to put into the Gemara, which we haven't gotten up to. He already brought up about, couldn't you verbally retract? So we said, no, the Gemara made a kinyan. Because you made a kinyan. Now you're bringing up another important topic. What type of Mishnah are we, what type of case are we dealing in the Mishnah? Does it have a din chalukah or does it not have a din chalukah? What type of case is it? Go ahead, Yosef, what is it?
According to Shmei Hazek, it's not a chalukah.
We're going to see in the Gemara says we're talking about Ein Ba Din Chalukah. There's not enough space to divide it up, and you need 8 Amas. After you divide it, each guy has to have 4. If you're dealing with a case that's smaller than 8 Amas, you can't force your friend to build a fence. You cannot have your friend build a fence. You cannot force him. Look at Rashi now. Plukta Chalukas Chatsa Shehushu Datam Lecholko. Dividing up the courtyard, that they have an agreement. There's a meeting of the minds. Hushvu daitam. There's a meeting of the minds. L'chokha to divide up. Who could go? For example, there was not 8 amas, which would provide 4 for one guy, 4 for another guy. Kidei means enough. The friend cannot force the other guy to divide it. Ulahaki, and therefore, Tani Shiratsu, he taught Ratsu, Shekevin Shiratsu Lecholko, since they want to divide it up, Bon Kosalavim Al Korchim, Kosalavonim. You build a wall of stones Al Korchim against their will. Because once they agree that they're going to build, you got to build the best. The Ba Echad Lomar, and the one guy says, what are you talking about? EFShibi Yitzia. Zu, what's Yitzia mean? Whatever, one guy comes, I don't want this expenditure. Yitzhak means an expenditure. Let's say one guy comes forward and says, I don't want that expenditure. Ela Masifas Baalma. All I want is a small pegs, a yard marker. Ain Shomelo. We don't listen to him. Mishum Hezek Ria. There's the second stage, guys. That's the second stage. That the Mishnah is talking about a case of Ain Ba Din Chalukah. And if it's talking about the chalukah, the word ratsu is not talking about a wall. It's talking about a division. And once they agree to make a division, you got to make a good wall, because hezek riyashik. And where do I ever find that the word mechitza means a division? You know, that's why I think also, let's add this in our own chiddush. I think that's why the Gemara quotes a pasuk Ariel. Why do you think the Gemara need to dig up a pasuk to substantiate that the word mechitza meant a division? Because that's not the popular definition. The popular definition of mechitza means a wall. But the Gemara wants to substantiate the second approach by saying there's a pasuk in Chumash that also says it means division. You follow what I'm saying? I never thought about that till now. Why do you think the Gemara needs to quote a pasuk? I think it fits in quite well with Tysus. Right? The Gemara asks many kashas, God willing, to it. What if mechitza means kosel? It's very difficult. Because of those many kashas, the Gemara thinks that maybe mechitza means something else. But it also quotes a pasuk to substantiate that. Why does it need a pasuk? Because that's not the popular definition. It's not the popular definition. So you can have you know, biblical Hebrew, and you can have Mishnaic Hebrew, right? And it seems that the Lashon, the Mishnah, Mechitza meant wall. But there is a possibility it meant division. And the Gemara substantiated with a Pasuk and Chumash. Okay, does everyone got me? But this second stage is called Hezek Riyashmazik because it's talking about a Chatzar, She'en Ben Din Chalukah. And it's talking about a Chatzar, She'en Ben Din Chalukah. And once they agreed to divide it, you have no choice. You can force them to build a good wall. Because Hezek Riyashmazik, plain and simple. Okay. And you build a wall against his will. Look at Tysus. Guys, look at the side. Next Tysus. Kevin Derotsu, Bonin is a kosel bal korcho. Likaman, what's Likaman again? We got all these Likamans. Daf Gimel Amad Aleph. Muki lo b'kshein b'aluka. The Gemara says, black on white, we're dealing with a case where there's no din chaluk in our Mishnah. See, Tosa's giving you all these havamim. Tosa's giving you all everything that's Gemara. Not a havamim in there. The Mishnah's talking about that case, ain't din chaluk. So therefore, it's about din chaluk. Once they agree to making a division, you force them to build a good wall. We as Shmei has it. The Tamalari. What's Tamalari mean? What's Tamalari mean?
A bomb kashya.
It's not just a stam kashya. This is a bomb cash, excellent area. Tamilari. The my nakatana de masnissen the ain bin din chaluka. Why does the Mishnah have to be talking about a case of ain ba'en din chaluka? Itani Ratsu, and then you have to stand on your head and say, oh, they both agreed to build a wall, because really if it's ain ba'en din chaluka, you don't have to build a wall. But we're talking about they rot, so they want to build a wall. Listen to this, Kasha. Please get out and read it. Tamilari. The mind knocked tana the masnissen be'ein ben din chluka. Why does the Mishnah case of ein ben din chluka uketani rotsu? And then you have to talk about a second stage where they both agree to what? Because ein ben din chluka, you don't have to build a wall. But the second stage, they both agree to it. But what I, you know what I says? Lo listni rotsu. Don't teach the second stage. La'iri, and let the Mishnah talk about directly sheish ben din chluka. And let the Mishnah talk straight up, and I'm in a big chatzar. And it's 4 and 4. It's more than 4 and 4. You have the ability to divide it up well. And therefore, if you have the ability to divide it up well, we force you to build a wall if one guy wants a wall, because Hezek Riyashmeh has it. Not that, Kasha? Why does the Gemara need to stand on its head and say, we're talking about Sada Shein Ben and Chaluk? But since both. And what does Sada Hashem and the Chalukah mean, Azriel? What does Sada Hashem and the Chalukah mean?
It's too small to split it.
There's not enough space, but you can't force the other guy to build a wall. There's not enough space. Right? That's the theory. The theory is there's not enough space. I can't force to build a wall. But let's say they both agree to build a wall. Once they both agree to build a wall, what's the din? You have to build a good wall, a stone wall. Yes? What do you have to do this whole Chagad Yah, says Tysus? Why can't you just say directly the Mishnah talking about a Sadeh Ben Din Chalukah, where you have enough space? If you have enough space, I can force the other guy to build a wall because Hezek Riyashmeh Hezek. We're in the stage anyway of Hezek Riyashmeh Hezek. Aren't we in that stage? So if you're in that stage of Hezek Riyashmeh Hezek, in that stage, So why does Gemara have to say, oh, we're talking about Amid and Chalut? It's a case where they both agree. Once they both agree, you have to build a stone wall. Forget about that stage. Just say we're talking about a son of Sheish Bachaluka, and therefore guys wants a wall, and therefore you got a stone wall. You have to have a stone wall because Hezek and Shmeh has it. Ariel, do you got this, Kasha? You guys got to get the Kasha. It's a very strong Kasha. Yes, Yosef, go ahead.
This is talking about that the Gemara is trying to prove Shmei Hezek, right?
Meaning, yes, you know, again, we're in the stage of Hezek, Riyah, Shmei Hezek. That's correct.
But I'm saying, isn't our Gemara just deflecting that it's not live Shmei Hezek?
But we're holding the second stage. We're holding second stage. Second stage, the Gemara is challenging and saying Hezek, Riyah, Shmei Hezek. At the end of the day, we get to the two dots. It's Hezek, Riyah, Lav, Shmei Hezek. But we're in the second stage. The second stage is holding Hezek, Riyah, Shmei Hezek. You can hold Hezek, Riyah, Shmei Hezek. So in that stage, we are asked, why does the Gemara have to say later on, we're talking about Ein Ba'en Din Chaluka, and then you need another stage that they both build it, and once they both agree to build it, you got to build a stone wall because Hezek, Riyah, Shmei Hezek. You could skip a whole step. Just say we're talking about a son of Sheish Ba Din Chaluka, and I can for you got to build a stone wall because Hezek, Riyah, Shmei Hezek. Does everyone got that? Yehuda, you, Oren, you got that? Usher, clear? Azriel, Jake, you got it? Yosef, clear? Okay, we are talking Hezekiah, Tyson's Kasha. So let's see Tyson's answer. Tyson's Vitirich, he answers. Let's get it. The Kamash Mlad, the Kasaka Daitach, Kisha Ein Ba Din Chaluka. I'll tell you why. Because there's a Chiddush in saying Ein Ba Din. Because in the case of Ein Ba Din Chaluka, I would think the Matzilar, you see what he says? Takes out the Dimatzi, take out the Dalit, and it goes to its unit. It says, the Meimar, the Bach and Hey, Ki Yisratzitzi Lachav, Lachlok, Almanash Lo Lasos Guda, Almanash Lasos Lo Yisratzi Lachav, Lo Yisratzitzi Lachav. So what does he say? He says, there's a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush in this? The Chiddush in Ein Ba Din Chaluka. I'll tell you why you needed that. Because I can call the shots. What do you mean I can call the shots? Ein Ba Din Chaluka, I can't force you to make me a wall. We're giving Shir Le'ilu Nishmas of Tenler. There's the Shom Gor Sainz points again. What is the Chiddush? The Chiddush is Taisus, is that I can call the shots. It's Ein Ba Din Chaluka, but if I agree to build a wall, I can say I only want to build a bad wall. I only want a wall. I don't want to build a Guda. I want to build a bad wall like a Masifis. That's what it means. I'm Ashalolas Sos Guda. I'm an Astrazos Guda. I'm not agreeing to a wall, a good wall. So I would have a Havamin Ein Ba Din Chaluka. I could call my shots and I could say, if we agree to make a wall, I can tell you what kind of wall I want. That's what I would think. Kamash Milan, I can't. See, if you're dealing with this son of Sheish Ba Din Chaluka, it's a Dover Pashit, Aria, that if I want you to build a wall, we have to build a stone wall, because Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. That's a Dover Pashit. But there's a Chiddush in the son of Sheish Ba Din Chaluka, because in the case of son of Sheish Ba Din Chaluka, I can't force you to build a wall. Once we agree to it, maybe you think you would jump up all the way to the highest standard and say you got to build the best wall. No! I would have a Havamina that all my shots and say, I don't want to build a new wall. Kamashwa, no. I jumps all the way up. I might add a Havamina, though I don't have to do that. That's why the Gemara teaches, Mishnah's talking about a case of Sodom and the son of Shein Ben the Chaluka, to tell me that Chiddush. That once they agree upon a wall, you got to build a good wall. Because Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. I can't build a bad wall. The Yesh Svarim, there are Girsas, Demakshin, and Metarits, Kane, the Hedge, and the Shites, Shali Shmeitzen. And there are Girsas that have this Kasha of Tosis in the Gemara. I mean, the Kasha of the Re was a Kasha of the Gemara, and the Teretz of the Re was an answer in the Gemara. There are Gerses that have that in their text of the Shas. So that's Tosis' answer. Okay? So we are now in the what? In the second stage. Hezek, Riyah, Shmei Hezek. Let's continue now. Back to the Gemara. Ihachi. Third. Ihachi. The Gemara asks, oh, yeah? If you want to tell me that one, that the word mechitza means division, Ihachi, really so confident the word Ihachi means a division, not a wall. Hi, that phrase, hi, that. Sheratzu lachatzos mechitza, ratzu lachatzos miboyo. It shouldn't say, Shruli, that what? That they want to make a wall. It should say they want to make a division. Lachatzos. What does that mean? Third stage, get it down in your notes. What do I mean by third stage? Because of this kasha, it must be that what? We're not holding Hezek, Riya, Shmei, Hezek, because it should be Lachatzos. Therefore, what are we holding? We're back to saying what? Hezek, Riya, Lav, Shmei, what? Hezek, Riya, Lav, Shmei, Hezek. Get that in your notes. That's the third stage.
Rabbi, can you repeat the third stage?
Yes, the third stage is if you're assuming that Hezek, Riya, Shmei, Hezek, or has a kasha. And the kasha, what? It should have said not Ratzel Lachatzos Mechitza. It should have said Ratzel Lachatzos Meboilet. They want to make a division. And it didn't say that, did it, Ariel? What does it say? Elamai, rather, what is Gouda? Elamai, what is the word Mechitza? Gouda, period. That's the end of the third stage. It must be we hold Hezek, we hold Hezek. Because if Hezek, we wish Shmei Hezek, it means division. But if it meant division, then it shouldn't have said Shnaim, Shiratzel Lachatzos Mechitza, Shiratzel Lachatzos. Has everyone got that clear? So what stage are we back to? We're holding Hezek real what?
Lav Shmei Hezek.
Lav Shmei Hezek now. So the Gemara says, well, we have a kasha on that. Okay, what's the kasha? The Gemara says, bonin is a kosol, bonin oso mitmoyle. So then why did the Mishnah have to be repeated? If you're so confident that should you means a guda, then it says bechatzer bone es a kolsel. Why does it repeat the word repeat it twice? The word mechitza and kolsel are the same word. Why does it have to say it twice? She just said oh so. She just said bone shutfin shirotzalasos mechitza bone and oh so. Shutfin mechitza bechatzer bone and oh so. What does it have to say es a kolsel again for the boiling? That's the Gemara's kasha. So Gemara answers like this. And this is the fourth stage. Itana oso, because it would have said oso, havamina mesifis ba'alma. I would have had a havamina that's a mesifis ba'alma. Itana oso, actually he changed it to the word oso. The duke is over, the big safer than the bad, old base medish, the collection of all the gears, the Munich edition, there's different gears of shas, called this huge safer in the old base medish, called the duke sofer. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara asks, it should say bonin osa midboyale. So the Gemara answers no. Itana osa. If you add osa or osa, have a minimum sifis ba'alma. So what would I think here? What is a mesifis ba'alma according to Rashi? These small pegs that we're calling a yard marker. So I would think the following, I would make a big mistake, and I would think Ratsu is not going on the building of the wall, but it's going back. What? Fourth stage. What's it going back on now?
Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek.
What?
Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek.
What else is it going? What's it
meaning,
going back
meaning
on
that
now?
It's a palukta now.
The word Gouda doesn't mean a wall anymore. What does it mean?
Mechitza means a palukta.
Yeah, it's going back to saying it's a division. This is the fourth stage. And what are we talking about? A chatzar shein ben din chalukah. And therefore, I cannot force him to build anything because chatzar shein ben chalukah, right? I cannot force him to build anything. And if they agree, he can just build a mesifis. It's a chatzar k'tan. He can just build a mesifis. But if it would have been, what's the blatant deal? But if it would have been a chatzar gedayla, yes? If it would have been a chatzar gedayla, that each guy has the ability to force his friend, then you have the ability to force him to build a stone wall, Riya Shmei Hezek. We're resuscitating plukta and saying Hezek, Riya Shmei Hezek. With a deal that we're taught that it's a chatzar shein bo din chalukah, but it then Lamais, you would hold Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek and you could force him. That's exactly what we're talking about. So in other words, Word Rutz was on the division, and when they both agree to do it, it's a Chasha Shinba and Shutfin. They both agree to do it. What do they both agree to do? They both agree to build a Masifis. He only agreed to build a Masifis, not a wall. But that gives you the ability to make a diuk that if it's talking about a Chatzah Gedayla, you can be called for the guy to build a stone wall because Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. That's an element that's not in the Gemara. It's later on that Rashi puts in the Gemara. You guys got to know this. They were talking about a Chatzah Shein Ben Din Chalukah in the Mishnah. But the blatant deal would be where if it isn't Din Chalukah, you could be forced to build a stone wall because of what Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek is. This is the fourth stage, Ariel. The Havan. Look at Rashi inside, guys. Look at Rashi. Havan meaning the Mesivas Bahalma. Myri Masnissen the Iu Nami Mechitzikrit. That's also Mishnah. I went into my Mesivas Bahalma. It's also called the Mechitza. The Ratsu, what's Ratsu going on? Ratsu Diktani Chaluka Koi. And the word Ratsu is talking about is going on the division. Shein Ben Din Chaluka. There it is. And there's no Din Chaluka. It's not big enough. Kamash Mlan Kosol. So back to the Gemara, the fifth stage. So Gemara says, Kamash Mlan Kosol. Rashi, Kamash Mlan Kosol. The Ratsu Diktani Mishun Kosol. Ratsu is talking, not talking on the division. Back to Kosol. Dilo Ratsu Pogilab Masifis. The Chiddush is Ratsu is talking about on the wall, because if they didn't want, a Masifis would be enough. Why would a Masifis be enough? Because we hold Hezek Riya, Lav Shmei Hezek. But once they agree, Lamaisa, once they agree, so you have to build a wall, right? Once they agree, they have to build a wall. Chayavim Livnos. Okay, you're mechuyev to build it. Once they agree to build it, Allah Lamaisa. But we're really, if they don't agree to build it, then each guy can't force his friend, even by a Chatzah Gedayla guy. Even by a Chatzah Gedayla, you can't force your friend, because we're holding Hezek Riya, Lav Shmei Hezek. That's the fifth stage. So the Mishnah says, I don't care what type of chatzah we're talking about. It's Ketana or Gedayla. The Chiddush is you can never be kofi because Hezek Riya Lav Shmei Hezek. That's the Chiddush that we're talking about. So it comes out that if you hold like, if you hold Hezek Riya Lav Shmei Hezek, the Mishnah could be talking about what? Both a chatzah Ketana and a chatzah Gedayla. Whereas if you hold Hezek Riya Hezek, the Mishnah is talking specifically about a chatzah Shein Ben Din Chalukah. Talking about a chatzah shein ben din chalukah, because if it was chatzah gedol, if it would be a chatzah gedol, according to chatzah Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek, you could force him to build the actual stone wall. Has everyone got that? Yes, Yosef.
According to Rashi, I don't understand. You're saying that according to the Madam or Lav Shmei Hezek, it's talking about a case of where there's no din chalukah. Meaning it's anything.
Could be talking about either. If you hold Hezek Riya Lav Shmei Hezek, could be talking about either. Correct, because you never have to build a wall ever, even if it's a huge chatzer. You never have to build a wall. You can't force them to build a wall. Once they agree, Lamaisa told you got to build a wall, even by a chatzer gedol. Right, but if they don't agree, a chatzer gedol a mesifis would build because Hezek Riya Lav Shmei Hezek. You can never force me. You never ever can force me. Why does Rashi say
Kashi ain't bad in Chaluka? Meaning, if it's talking about a case of
last because month. you before the Kamash Mlan, who are we holding?
Okay, fine.
We're holding Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek. Before the Kamash Mlan, it's a good Kasha. Ariel, you got me? Before the Kamash Mlan is the fourth stage. Kamash Mlan is the fifth stage. We hold Hezek Riya Lav Shmei Hezek. But the fourth stage is Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek. That's why I'm talking about Ein Badin Chaluka. Once you shift and say we're talking about Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek, we're talking about both. Chatzer Ein Badin and Din Chaluka. So Yehuda, if I asked you, what's the case in the Mishnah? According to my number, Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek, it's talking about Ein Badin Chaluka. It's talking about Hezek Riya Lav Shmei Hezek, the Mishnah talking about Chatzer Sheish Ba, Ein Badin Chaluka and Din Chaluka. Both. Okay? Everyone got that? Shrula, you with me? Okay, those are the five stages I want you to know. You got to know that. At the end of the day, the two dots were holding Hezek, Lav Shmei Hezek. And you also, so the Mishnah could be talking about both Ein Bedin and Din Chaluk. And we point out that Torah Chaim asked, the Mishnah still could have mentioned the word Shipshin Shiratza Lasos Koto, Bonin Oso, right? Could have said Bonin Oso. It does, Kosol, remember we said Bonin Oso, it should have said? So we said, we would have thought it would have said what? Masifis Baum, if he said, therefore Kamash Milan, only taught this to teach the Lashon of Kosol, to tell me the that the Kosol, they were masking to build a wall. Chayav and Lifnoso. They were masking to build a wall. If they were not masking to build a wall, you can't force your friend, even by a Chatzah Gedoyla. So the Torah Chaim said, nevertheless, the Mishnah could have mentioned Shnaim Shirotzim Lasos Kosol, right? Could have said Shnaim Shirotzim Lasos Kosol. It's a good Kashi. You know, why teach the word Mechitza? Just say Kosol, right? You know what the answer is? The Mishnah is Mechadesh that even if you're in a Lashon of Mechitza, you got to build a wall. Oh, someone said Mechitza is not a stone wall. No. The word the Mishnah had in mind in the end is to tell me anytime the word what? Kosol, if they agreed, Lamaisa. If they agreed to build a Mechitza, you got to build a Kosol too as well, a stone wall. They, oh, I meant a Mesifis. Can't say that. Okay. Fine. This is the Chiddush that we're suggesting now. Let's look at Taisus Dir Maska Havamine. Look at Taisus Dir Maska Havamine Mesivis Baum. Let's take a look. Okay? Says Taisus Dir Maska Havamine. We have this. Let's get it chloral. The guys' chaz are really good, so on Sunday we can continue. Please get this chloral. We got to get to Amhal too. Comes out. I'm reading the Taisus Havamine. Let's start the Taisus. Taisus Havamine Masifis Baalmo. So Taisus says, Piresh, if it would have said the word Oso, yes? If it would have said the word Oso, Ratsu Diktani Amasifis. That the Ratz is going on a Mesifis. Learns that Ratz is going on Mesifis. Okay? What did it say in the Gemara? What I would say, Itan Oso, I would have a Havamine. Yes? What would the Gemara say? If you teach Oso, I'd have a Havamine that it would be a what? A Mesifis. Let me ask you, what is Ratz going on then, Ariel? In that Havamine, which we said was the fourth stage, what did Ratzu mean? You guys tell me, what did Ratzu mean? Tos is going to call Rashi later in the Tais, God willing, we'll get to it. What does the word Ratzu mean? What did Ratzu mean, according to Rashi, the way he developed it? The fourth stage. What is he resuscitating? Go ahead, Yosef.
Build a Mechitza.
No. No.
Even Sivis.
No, the Havamina was Mesifis, but it's trying to resuscitate the sheet of Hezekiah, Shmei Hezek, correct? And what did Rashi say in that, Ratzu? Ratzu was going on the division. What did Rashi say? Ratzu diktani achaluka koi. Yes, didn't we read it? Did I read that Rashi? I thought I read it. Did I read the Rashi? Havamina Mesifis Tzbama. Mayrimas listen to Ihu Nami Mechitza Ikri. It's also Kitza, a Mesifis. That's resuscitating the sheet of Hezekiah Shmez. Shein ba din chalukah. Right? Shman kosel. No, it's not a mesivis. Ratzu diktani mishum kosel. They want to build a wall. Do you know Ratzu? Because they don't want talking about mesivis. But what do you mean in the Havamina according to Rashi? Usher, what did Ratzu mean according to Rashi in the Havamina? What did it mean? What did it mean, Ashuratsu? It meant a division. We're resuscitating the second stage. Four is resuscitating the second stage, yes? That's what Ratsu's going on. So look at he says. That's what Rashi said. Taisa says, Havamina the Mesifis Bala Perish. The Ratsu, what is Ratsu going on? Diktani Amasifis. It's going on to build a Mesifis. And even though, even if they don't express their will, you can force a guy to make a yard marker. The Gemara asks, that gets proven very soon. Because the Gemara says, how could it be? The Mishnah says, there's enough space. And the Gemara says, Amar and Lav Bekoisel. Aren't they dividing it up with a wall? So are we have how many each guy could force the other guy to make a wall because Hezekiah Shmezik? No, Gemara says, lo. No, you're not forcing him to build a wall. You're forcing him to build a Mesifis. Every guy can force his other friend to make a yard marker. A Mesifis Garua. A Hainu Mesifis Garua, a bad one. You stick the pegs in the ground to know what the yard marker is. There you can force your friend to walk. There you can force your friend to do that. I don't know necessarily why you can force your friend in order to say that you're not judged as a ganef. You don't want coming into your chelik of your friend. You don't want anyone to take a portion from your friend, right? And if you grab him, pay attention, right? So you want to be able to get out of that, guys. Pull that shtick. You want to be able to have a yard marker. I don't know why he can't build a marker himself. No, why does he have to force the other guy to build one? Why can't he just build a yard marker himself? Why does he have to be the one? Why does he have to tell the other guy? I'm not sure why that's the case, but Tosis is assuming that, you know, the Gemara answer is that you can't force him to build. You can only force him to build a Mesifis. Right? You can force him to build a Mesifis. I guess I'm just bothered by that. Well, why can't you make your own mark at the end of your property and know that you can't go into his property? I guess you could always say it's no man's land, no? If I made a marker at the end of my own property, I say the step after that is no man's land. How do you know it's someone else's? So I guess you could force the other guy to what? I guess you could force the other guy to make a yard mark. Exactly what the place is saying. You should make the marker, and therefore we find that what Haim Mesifis Guru, it's a bad one with pegs on the ground. Avaki Rots, we want to make a Mesifis, Osa Mesifis, Migavil, Xis, Kaminiga Medina. Oh, they agree to make a Mesifis, got to be like stones, of, you know, good stones or hewn stones, like the Minig in the country where you live. And therefore, Mikri Mesifis, Lefishu Mole Chalonos. Why it's called a Mesifis, because it's full of windows. Kedapirish Baruch, like it says in the Aruch dictionary. The Aruch was one of the Rishonim, great Heilig Rishonim, and he has the dictionary, which he says it means a window, and therefore Eino Megin Mehezekri, it doesn't protect you from privacy at all. So how does Tosis touch the word Ratsu? Guys, tell me. How does Tosis touch the word Ratsu? According to Rashi, Ratsu meant what? The fourth stage of resuscitating, the second stage of Ratsu means what? Ratsu means, again, the division. No, Tosis says it doesn't mean that. Ratsu meant what? Mesifis. Even though you could force your friend to make a Mesifis anyway, because the Gemara says, Yol Hezri Lashme Hezek. So it says, don't we divide up with a kosel that's big? If it's a chaluk, chatsuk, so how can you tell me that what? Hezri Lashme Hezek? Seems like you can't force them to build a wall. So the Gemara says, lo, no. Right? Gemara says beferish, if it has enough space, you choken. The Gemara says you divide up with a wall. It's a kasha on the man damar yilash mehezek. It goes with the man damar shezek miyish mehezek. Gemara answers no. Only force them to build a mesifis, and it says yilash mehezek means a bad one. They're levels. A bad maisa you can force them to make, but a good one lamaisa you can't force them to make, made of gvil and gaziz, and that's what we're talking about here. And since it's full of windows, does not protect you from Hezek Riyah. So that's the Chiddush of Tosis, that Tosis says that the word Ratsu in the Hava meant what? Ratsu to make a what? Not a division, but it meant make a good wall, a Mesifis Tov made of Gvil and Gazes, and you have to do that. Okay, fine. Because a Mesifis that's bad, is full of windows, doesn't protect you at all. Okay, fine. The reason why it's called the Mesifis, though, is the reason why it's called the Mesifis is because it has what? It has windows. Reason why it has windows. But we're holding in this stage that when they want to make a Mesifis, they have to make a good one. And therefore it's called a Mesifis because it's full of windows and Lamaisa doesn't protect from Hezek Re'iyah. So it doesn't Hezek Re'iyah. So the word Ratsu here, the word Ratsu is you can force your friend to put this up, and that's the din halacha lemaisa, because the Gemara said, oh, Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek. Gemara says, no, we're talking about, you can still hold Hezek Re'iyah Lav Shmei. It's talking about a Mesifis Geruah. But if they agree to make a good one, lemaisa, you have to do that. But still, lemaisa, it's not protecting you from Hezek Re'iyah. I want to bring out is, according to Tosfos, what's the fourth stage going like? According to Tosfos, what's the stage going like? What do we say according to Rashi? What's the fourth stage holding like? What is it resuscitating?
That's a Guda. That Mechitza is a Guda.
The fourth stage, according to Rashi, is resuscitating. What's is going on what?
Hezek Re'iyah Shmei.
No, Ariel, what is Ratsu going on? Rashi said, we read it. So am I the Chalukah. You have him in Sivis Bama. Mari must listen to you. Now he's going to give you Ratsu Diktana Chalukah coin. What does Chalukah mean? Division, right? Shein Badin Chalukah. It's talking about the division. Therefore, it's talking about a division. It's talking about Hagri Ishmei Hezek. And that's why if they agree to it, you have to what? You have to build a what? You have to build a... You have to build a good wall. Yes? But it's resuscitating the second stage that you hold Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek. That's where Rashi is learning. You follow me? How is Tosfos learning? Tosfos is learning, no. Even the fourth stage holds Hezek Re'iyah Lav Shmei Hezek. And the Havamina is that Lamaisa, there's a Mesifis Garua, the pegs in the ground, but if they agree to make something better, a Mesifis made of Gvilin and Gazis, so if you're making something from the Gvilin and Gazis, it might not be Lamaisa, you know, the greatest thing in the world, but there is, it's better than the pegs on the ground and there's a window. So, but according to Tosfos, this is what I want to bring out, this fourth stage is according to Ma'an Damar, still has it, we allow Shmei Hezek. When the Gemara says Yitano, so Hava, I mean, I would think Ratz is going on what? Not like Rashi, Ratz is going on the division. What's Ratz going on? Ratz is going on to what? The Mesifis. And therefore, I would have a Hava Mina that what? I would have a Hava Mina, right? That what? What's my Hava Mina? According to Tosfos, they're talking about a what? A Mesifis. And even though it's a Mesifis Baal Korchim, that's a bad one. But a Mesifis what? A Mesifis good one, I would think you'd have to do. But it's still better than the yard marker, and it's still within the Manor Hezek Re'iyah Lav Shmei Hezek. You still got to build a better one. It's got to be a little bit better, Lamaisa. It's got to be a little bit better. I don't know why it has to be a little bit better. That's a caution. But I would have a meaning that since you agreed upon it, it's got to be better than a simple yard marker. It works better than the yard marker. Since it's what? Since it works better than the yard marker, I would think that's what you agree upon. You got to build it. But the bottom line is, the fourth stage, according to Tosfos, is not Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek. It's Hezek Re'iyah Lav Shmei Hezek. That's what I want to bring out. I'm going to play Rashi Tosfos here. According to that fourth stage, are you shifting back to Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek and resuscitating in the second stage like Rashi? And Ratz is on the division? Or do you say Ratz is going on the type of Mesifis? And it's a technical thing. I would think that what? Nikra and Din, you could force them to build a bad Mesifis, a yard marker, and if they agree upon it, you could build a better one. But Lamaisa, still we hold Hezek Re'iyah Lav Shmei Hezek. Well, what's the purpose of building a nicer one? I don't know. Maybe you just don't want a yard marker. They agreed upon something. They wanted more something that's more discernible, maybe. But the bottom line is, according to Tyson, holding hands with Olaf Schmehezek still. So that's the first shot at Tyson. Everyone got me? Yes? So fundamental Machlokes Rashi tells him shot. When the Gemara says this, Havami, Itana, Osa, Havami, and Sivis Baalma, is that according to Manor Hezri Shmehezek? Yes, according to Rashi. According to Tyson, according to Manor Hezri, Olaf Shmehezek. That's the shot in the Gemara. Machlokes Rashi tells him. Let's continue now. Inami. Look in Tysus. Inami a second shot. What does he say? The reason why it's called a Mesivit Levishena Gavoas are not 10 fucking high. Those are protective from Hezekriya. Can a Mukhal Kaman Gavi Gag, some a roof next to the Gag next to the roof? The number of Nachman, Osulomak, okay, Gavo. There's a case where you have a situation, you have a roof. You have a situation where there's a and the roof is next to the chatzar. So Nachman says, you misspeak a ma'aka. Ma'aka is a fence on the roof, stone falls off, God forbid. Sessa, you know, you say a bracha on it too. Mitzvah sessa, you actually say a bracha on the last hammer, you say a bracha. Can a goy, if you hire a goy, you're paying him, you can say a bracha. That's only if I'm paying him. I could actually say the bracha myself, says the ma'aka, right? Even though I'm not doing the hammer, the non-Jew is. What it means. It means inami, another shot of what Nesivis Levishen Gavu Asara. You have to make a maka that's 10 tvachim high. The Parach Laman. Gemara says Lamai. Parach Laman. Gemara asks over there, for what purpose? What purpose is El Hezekriya Arbamas being? What do you mean? You need a 6 feet wall. If you're worried about Hezekriya, you need a real top tall one. Less than our bombs won't prevent it. Being limited to Skagana, if it's to build a yard marker to catch him as a ganav, if someone's encroaching your field, so then 10 tfachim on Misa, right? What does that mean? We have to build it for 10 tfachim. All you need is, you don't need 10 tfachim. Mesif Asagi. You don't need a cost of 10 tfachim, so you're Manashach. What's going on? If you told me that what? This is the Inami. If you tell me that it's what? You make a mechitza to prevent Hezekriya and the need to Arba Hamas, a tall one, 5 feet. Right? But if you told me it's just Olympus Aganov, so then, Lamai, so why does it have to be 10? Tvachim. If it's the what? If it's the Kriya, it should be Arba Hamas. And if it's just to protect, protect the guy from breaking in, why do you need 10 Tvachim? Should be even less. But Mesig is Sagi. So therefore, it's Mashma, the Mesifis, is a coastal. It must be that Tifus is a coastal that's not 10 fucking high. So this is the Inami. Okay? This is the Inami. Talking about a Mechitza that is that's the Inami's Pshat Lamais. The Mesivis is a coastal that's not a certain fucking high. So this is exactly the second shot of Tosus. So far, if I ask you what Mesifus is, we have 3 dishes of Mesifus. Rashi says it's pegs in the ground, lower to the ground. Tosus, Lamaisa, in the first shot, says it means a gvil or gazes with windows. Material made of gvil and gazes that was made with windows people could see in. And third definition is Rashi's, which the third definition, actually, we said it was the, again, small pegs is Rashi's shot. Second shot is Tosfos about Malei Chalonos. And the third shot is the Inami of Tosfos is, which is the third shot in general, we said that it meant, is that it means it's a coastal that's not 10 fucking high. Okay, fine. Well, let's continue with Tosfos. But he says, Ubekuntras Piresh. Who's Kuntras Piresh mean? What's Kuntras Piresh? Rashi. Now he didn't start with Rashi. I said it already first. Kuntras Piresh, Ratsu Diktani Achaluka Koi. The Rats is going on the Chaluka. Wow, that's what we said in Rashi. The Tema. Now he asks on Rashi. The Asig, because we conclude the Mechitza Guda. We do conclude that Achitza is Guda in this first Lashon. The E Pluto, because we meant division, Lachatos mit Boyale. Kasha. You guys tell me, what's the Kasha and Rashi? If the fourth stage is necessitating the second stage, not necessitating, if the fourth stage is resuscitating the second stage, Ariel, what was our Kasha on the second stage? What was our Kasha on the second stage? Mishnah said.
Lachatos mit Boyale.
Yes. It should have said Lachatos. So if you're going to tell me the fourth stage is resuscitating the second stage, very good, Yosef, then that Kasha comes up again. Lachatos. Tosfos is not happy with saying that the fourth stage resuscitates the second stage because the Kasha on the second stage should come up again. That's the first Kasha that he asks on Rashi. You follow me? If it's just resuscitating the second stage, you're going to have that same Kasha. That's Kasha he asks on Rashi. Number two. V'od, please get this. V'od, second kash. Dehechi matz v'meimer mina b'mesivas ba'alma. How can you have a hava mina that it means a mesivas ba'alma? Ah, shamina le misefu. We learn from nishkulei rani ra'af from ra'af. Diktani av abizman shishneim wrote. So the two guys want to divide it up. People pachas mikan. Even if there's not dalavas for each guy. Yachloku, I know chol apochus with mesifis. They have to divide it up at least with the mesifis. See, it's beferish in the Mishnah later on. Why do you have to tell me? Oh, I would have a hava mina that you're involved in mesifis. That did already. I know later on. Mishnah yiralef from an aleph. Mishnah says beferish that if you have a chutzah that's no din chaluka, you still what? Ariachloku with at least the Yarmark, with at least the Masifis. So that's already clore like that. I mean, I don't need to tell me, why would I entertain, oh, maybe the Mishnah is referring to a din that's mentioned in Alf and Alf. I already have that Mishnah. Why would I have that Avamin? That our Mishnah Dave is teaching me something that's referring to Alf and Alf. That's exactly what Rashi basically was saying. I would think Masifis Balma, and it's a Chashashin Ben in Chaluka, and you can force that. Why would I think the Mishnah Dabez is teaching me that? I already know that at Daf Yiral from an Aleph. That's the second Kasha, yes, on Rashi. And number three, the third Kasha, yes, on Rashi, is, oh, the Hechi Avi Matzal Meimar, the Mesifis Palma. How would I have a Havamina that you divide it up with a yard marker? Habehedji Ketani Mimastisin, Migaziz Vigavil. It says, Beferish, you don't use small pegs. It says you use Gazis Vigvil. So there's no way that you can tell me Ratzu, like Rashi, is talking on the division. Remember, Ratzu was talking on the division, and our real stage is resuscitating the second stage. Because why? What are the three kashas? Number one is if you're going to resuscitate the second stage, you're going to have the kasha of Lachzos, which was the kasha in the second stage. Number two, you're going to say what? Well, I would have a Havamim, the Mishnah David is telling me what? A din that's already found in Avon Alf, that a chatzin that doesn't have a din chaluka. And you could do that. Each guy's got to do it. At least you could force that. And number three, why would I have it? It means pegs. It means gvil v'gozis. So Tosfos says, I don't like Rashi's chat. These three kashas are strong kashas. Very, very strong kashas. That he has on Rashi. And he's dochen. Now, he's got to be himself protected from these three kashas, no? Remember we always say when you have and someone else, you better be protected with your own pshat from those kashas. What was his pshat? His pshat that Ratzu was going on what? Not the what? Not on Lucas talking about on the Mesifis. If it's talking about on the Mesifis, so Lamaisa, if it's talking about Mesifis, so you don't have that first, you don't have the first kash he asked because we're holding Hezekiah Lav Shmei Hezek according to Tysus, even in that stage. You're not resuscitating the second stage. And number two, you're not teaching the din that's already taught in Yud Aleph because Lamaisa, no, we're not teaching the din that's taught on Yud Aleph because it was Ratzu. The Ratzu in the Mesifis is not the yard marker, which is in the Mishnah Aleph. They were done with a little bit more fancier one, like full of windows. which is full of windows, and that was the minigun in the community, and that's the minigun in the community. That's what they want to do. You got to do that. I do that, but that's not in the Mishnah Yud Aleph. And number three, Lamaisa, it works beautifully because you're not dealing with young pegs. You're dealing with Gazas. It fits that Lashon quite well. That's exactly what it was talking about. Okay, and the Inami, which was a kosel that's 10 fachim also, it answers all the questions. You're holding hezek, you lav shmei hezek. You're holding hezek, shmei hezek. Number two, what's number two? Why is number two not a problem? Number two is it's not the thinning the olive because it's talking about hard mark over there. You know, this is talking about a real mechitza. Talking about a real mechitza. And, Lamaisa, talking about a real mechitza. So that's that din is not found in the Mishnah. And number three, it's talking about, you have to say, talking about the gvil and talking about the gvil also. So if that's the case, this is a very strong kashas on Rashi. But what emerges, you guys must know this, is that it's a machlaikis in the pshat in the Gemara. Is that fourth stage going? That's Rashi. According to Tais, it's really not. According to Tais, it's really not. It's really sticking and manor lashmezik, and it's a technical chiddush of what that chiddush is going to be. That's what you have to assume. Allah lomais, and I'm assuming that Mishnah Yirah was talking about like a landmark, or otherwise you would have that kash on Tais's pshat. I think. Otherwise, you'd have that kash on Tais's pshat probably as well. Okay. All right. Everyone got that so far? Yes? You guys got to work on it. It's not hard, but you got to work on it. On the pshat, Lamais. Okay. Is that fourth stage according to the Manor Hezgri Yishmehezgri Lashmehezgri? Okay. Let's close with a Mahalach I want you to get that we left over before Yom Kippur, last day. I don't remember the last day. I think it was the day before. Let's get to that. Finish that up, and then on Sunday we can go weiter. Actually, there's a two Malachim I want to get to. I want to finish this one. I don't know if we'll be able to get to this. You call the previous Taisis. The first Taisis I gave you on the Mar Makayimis today was Chai Bachrioso. You remember what Taisis said in your mask, Chai Bachrioso? What did Taisis say in Chai Bachrioso? Someone tell me. What is the principle of Hezek Shein or Nicker?
It only applies when both aren't being affected by it. But in our situation, they're both affected by it. So he wouldn't want it to happen anyways.
Well, it means recognizable damage. The second Tysus, Ariel, right?
Correct.
Hezek, Shein, and Nick, according to one opinion, is not Hezek. You don't have to pay. So why you have to pay here? So the reason said, because it's recognizable, you see the wheat and the grapes mixed together. Right? So as long as the visual eye can see them mixed together, that's called Hezek Nicker. Yes? What about if you have vegetables and I throw a dead rat on your vegetables after the seven mashkim on it? What's that called? What did Taisa say?
Hezek Shein or Nicker.
Why is that called Hezek Shein or Nicker? Because why?
Because you can't actually see the tumah.
I don't know if there was a dead rat. I don't know if there was any liquid that went on it. Yes? I might have saw the dead rat. I don't know if the liquid on this stuff, correct? So according to Tysus, what is the definition of Hezek Shein or Nicker? I want you to get this down. What is the definition? It has to be Nicker to the person. It has to be Nicker to the person. According to Tysus' definition, it has to be recognizable to a guy. What is Tysus saying? Give him after Maskadini Adam. You have a cow, and I rip off his ear. Is that noticeable? You have this huge steer. This huge cow. I rip off its ear. It's not Pusul of Corbin. Do people notice that the ear there is very small? Do people notice that he doesn't have an ear? No. So according to Tais, that's not called Hezek Shein or Nicker. Sorry, according to Tais, that is called Hezek Shein or Nicker. Even though there was a change, I don't care. Not recognizable. That is the definition according to Shitas HaTaisis. Rambam argued Rambam said, like Ariel said, Ezek Shin and Nikr means there was no change in the actual Chefsa. If the change in the actual Chefsa, I don't care whether it's Nikr or not, you are Chayek. You follow what I'm saying? No matter what, there's a fundamental difference between the Rambam and the Taisus. Yes? The definition of Ezek Shin and Nikr. Places has to be visual by the guys. According to the Rambam, objectively, there's a change in the goof. That's it. That's called... Okay, so this leads us to the following. Let's get this mahalach. All the gedolei achronim get kasha on Taisus. Please get it. Taisus holds that tumah is hezek shin and nikar. Because why? I don't know if there was one that fell on the wheat or not. Right, it had to be detached. The wheat grows a third, and the mashkim have to fall out with the wanting of the bas to have the water on it. What do we say is in the, what do we say is the essential component of kilayim in the top tosis?
Ratzon.
You need ratzon. You need nichusa. You need the owner to want the mixture of the grapes and wheat. Yes. So let me ask you the following kasha. Get this kasha down, guys. I don't know whether there was nechusa. I don't know if the Baal Akerem want mixture. Why is this called Hezek Nikr? According to Taisus, that in order to define Hezek Nikr, you have to know and see everything. I don't know what's in this guy's mind. I'm not a mind reader. I am not a mind reader. Why is this called Hezek Nikr? It's a bomb kasha. Why is that called as a nicker? That should be called as a shin or nicker. Why you assume that? Oh, I don't know the tumor. That's what's called as a shin or nicker. I don't know the guy who wants the nechusa. That's the kasha. So listen to this. Down. Six answers. Let's get the six answers, please, guys. With this, we'll close here. But I want to get you to get the six answers. This kasha. Taisus is so confident that he calls it Hezek Nikr. Oh, yeah? He's so confident. How do I know the guy's Nechusim? Says the Chassam Sofer, number one answer, Dimas Kahari Zeb. He says, by Tuma, what is the presumption? What is the presumption, guys, by Tuma? Do I know that it's Hechshir or not? Binyamin, what is the presumption, presumptive status? I don't know whether it's Hechshir. I assume it was not Hochshir. I go with the presumption, presumptive status that there was no water that ever fell on it. So therefore, it's Becheskish Lohuchru. So I don't, it's not Nikar. I don't know. Mashain came by the Kilayim. The Iker is mixture right in front of us. I see the grapes and wheat together. I see it right in front of my face. So therefore, what is the presumptive status? Presumptive status is the what? I don't know whether this guy wants to make a fence or not. I don't know. So I consider that to be Hezek Nikar, he says. Because the presumptive status is that you have the components there, they're all mixed together. You're right, I don't know. But the bottom line is that his intention, let's say, to build the fence, which would break away Kilayim, because that would show he doesn't want the mixture. I don't know about. I don't know. The presumptive status is there's a mixture in front of me, and my presumptive status is Ariel that there's no to be made. So therefore, I'm looking at a mixture, and you can bet your bottom dollar that there was Nechusa. That's what he assumes. You can assume the presumptive status. The presumptive status of a mixture, fill in the blank. There must be Nechusa, and therefore I'm done. There's an Isser Kilayim Kerem. Whereas the presumptive status by a Hechshir is that it was not Hechshir. You need a Maisa. I need water to fall on it. I need blood. I need dew, milk, olive oil, wine, one of the Yad Shachatam. That's a Maisa. And until I know that happened, I can presume it didn't happen. Do you follow the answer? It's a sharp answer. That's why that makes it Yehuda considers it to be what? That makes it considered to be Nikar. Because by Kilayim, you follow the presumptive status. That is the answer to Chassam Sofer. Clear? That's number one. Ariel, you got that? Okay, number two, please get it. The Shara Mishpat, Simin Samach Vav, Sifkat Lamed Dalet. The Shara Mishpat says, by Tuma you need a Maisa. You need a Maisa. I don't know whether that Maisa was done. Was there water or blood that fell on the fruit or vegetables? Mashenke Makilai, there is no Maisa. It's a Machshove. It's a Machshove. And if it's a Machshove, you can assume that that's not considered to be Enonikar. If it's a mice that you need and you don't know whether it was done, that would shaf it. Shaf it means it would register it as being Enonikar. This is only a Machshava, Jake. So the fact that you don't have Machshava doesn't make it Enonikar. That's the answer to Shara Mishpat. Number three. The answer to the Sefer Torah Sa'ol Mal Diskin. Ephraim Shalai. Says the Mal Diskin. Says the Mal Diskin like this. The Mal Diskin writes in his Sefer Torah Sa'ol, Kilayim doesn't need a positive machshava that you love the mix. All it needs is that you don't have das to make a fence. It's like parva. So since it's only parva that you're okay with it, I want you to write that down like that. You don't have to need, you don't need a proactive, positive machshava. As long as I'm okay with it and I don't want to make a fence and I'm fine with looking at the mixture, that's enough to be called hezek nikar. Because I don't know, and it's not nikar machshava is, but we view it as if what? He has no thought process to break it up and make a fence. Without a machshava ligdor, everything's awesome. In other words, all you have to be is okay with it. Well, you're okay with it. Because I don't see a fence. Must be you're okay with it. Mashenke, by Tuma, you need a Maisa Heksher. And when you know whether that Heksher was done, that's called Enonikar.
What's a Maisa Heksher? What does that mean? Is that just rustling that it's wet?
No. You need a physicality of one of the seven liquids to fall on the fruits and vegetables. That's a Maisa. You're right, you need Nechusa with it, but it's a Maisa. Here, all it is just being okay with it. Here it's just being okay with it. As long as I'm okay with it, and there's a mixture, and I'm that's enough to be called nikar. As long as I don't have das to make a fence, and I don't know that he wants to make a fence, that's enough to be considered to be nikar. Mashenke by Tuma, you need a maisa heksher. I don't know whether this maisa heksher was done. That's called hezek shen and nikar. That's called hezek shen and nikar. That's the third answer. A fourth answer, given by Rav Nochum Barchovich and Oskov, Mishem Reb Chaim, that by Kilayim, what is the Iker? What is the Iker Isser in Kilayim? The Iker of the grapes and the fruit. There's a Tanai you need Nechusa. There's a condition you need the willingness of the Baal Bas. That's only a Tanai, guys. Shane King. When it comes to Tumas Heksher, it's not a Tanai. It plays a central role in the Chelik, it's the Chelik Koach Latame. Without a Heksher, the fruit is not Ra'ui Lekabel Tumah. And if the Heksher is not known, the Shorish is not known. And therefore, it's called Hezek Shenu Nikar. That's a very sharp answer. Nichusa by Kivla Yikarim is a Tanai. Nichusa by Heksher is considered to be what? The Iker. Remember we said there are two ways how Heksher could work. Either it's a conductor of Tuma or it makes the food into a food. This sounds like the second approach, that it makes the food into a food. The Heksher with the Ritzon of the Baal is so central. If you don't know that, then the Hezek is Enonikar. The Shor is the Isser, not Iker. When it comes to Kilayim, the Iker is of the fruit of grape, you need a Tanai of Nechusa. If I don't know Nechusa, it's still called Hezek Nikar. Let me ask you a question. By Ming Mitame, you know that it was Heksher. Let's say there's Vashkin still on the fruit. Right? Is that going to be called Hezek Shen and Nikar? Yes. Why is that? Yes, because I don't know if it was Rasson. It has to fall with the Rutsun or Baal Bais, even though I see the liquid on the fruits and vegetables. Nechura Kasha. What's the difference between Nechusa? Nechusa of Kilayim, Nechusa of Hekshir. The answer is exactly like Reb Chaim saying. Reb Nachum saying according to Reb Chaim. By Hekshir, it's central. The Machshav is part, the Nechusa is part of the Hekshir. Whereas by Kilayim, the Machshav is not the anchor, it's a Tnai. Similarly, also according to the Machshav. By Kilayim, you don't need a Maisa. You're Noach with it. As long as I don't want to build a fence, I'm okay with it. That's that. Therefore, it's not called Hezek Shin and Iker. Right? It's not considered Hezek Shin and Iker, which is, we don't know what his Machshav is. It's Nikar, because we assume he wants this. According to Shara Mishpat, though, it's difficult. He was Machakti in the Chisorn of Maisa to Chisorn of Machshava. So what's the difference between Nechusav Kilayim and Nechusav of Heksher? They're both Machshavas. That's a Sarachim. That would be a Sarachim Lamais. According to the Shara Mishpat, that would be difficult. You don't know whether he wanted the Heksher. So that would talk and be difficult. If you're talking a Maisa and a Machshava, what's the difference? But if you say like these two answers, Mal Diskin and Rav Nachman, you're going to have an answer. Because the role of Nechusa by Kilayim, it plays a what? Plays a side role. The role of Nechusa by Tuma plays a set. If you don't know about it, then it becomes Eino Nikar. Okay. And the last two answers are, let's get it. The last two answers is, the fifth answer is by Rav Nochum himself, where he claimed that the Sibis HaIsser is Nikaris. Meaning, this even if you don't know the Vados that was Aster by Kilayim, the Sibis HaIsser is the ear booth. There's nothing to talk about until you have a mixture of milk, of grapes and wheat. And once you have that mixture, it's nikr lakol, it's hezek nikr. Even though you don't know Bevadol said it was usser, but the components are there. You don't know about nikr, okay, but components are, that's the sibis isser. But by mitame, what's the sibis isser? It's not the dead rat touching fruits and vegetables. It's the tumah imbued. And the only way the tumah can be imbued is if there was heksher. And therefore, the tomb is not Nikaris. And therefore, since the tomb is not, that's called a Hezek Shin or Nikar. And when Tosis writes, it's Hezek Shin or Nikar because we don't know whether it was Hukshiru. If it would have been Nikar, like gold, that it was Nitmu, then it would be Nikar, that's some tomb. Then the seeing of the rat on the fruit would be considered Rias a tomb because you knew that it was wet. The fact that the rat is on the Paris shows that there's a Metzias of tomb because you knew for sure there was water on it. But when you don't know there's water on it, then maybe it wasn't Hukshir. That's Hezek Shin and Nikar. That's what the fifth answer, the Sibis HaIsser. That's what he wants in Tain of Nochem Bar Chavuch. And then number six, in the Kuntras Shiurim of Rav Gusman Zatzal, the great guy. Rav Gusman Zatzal, the stories, how he hid in the bushes for 8 hours, and Vilna Nazis didn't get him. And when he went, meant to, when he went to America, then he made Aliyah, built the yeshiva, and then Chassidim Chovei Rambam. To his older age, he watered the bushes, insisting on a karas atov the bushes. Rav Gusman is Kuntras Shiurim Bava Kama Shir Aleph Os Dalit says the sixth answer, which I want you to get. And the sixth answer is, we assume that that have not been machshered yet with none of the seven liquids falling out are like immature fruit. It's like they haven't been ripened. They're like perishal or nigmru. Please get this down. Ariel, perish that are not ripe, the Gemara says in Chulin, a kuf yud chesam and alf. Please get it. Kuf chesam up umr of hunabred v'yeshua perishal hukshru, fruit that wasn't machshered, it's like an oven that hasn't been finished. And therefore, if the heksher is not nikar recognizable, it's a suffix in the goof hadover and the etzim damage. It's called the hezek shin nikar. Mashenke by kilayim, there's no chisaron in the goof hadover. It's only in the machshavah. That's not considered hezek shin nikar. Called hezek shin nikar, it has to be a chisaron in the goof of the dover. It has to be chisaron in the goof of the dover. It's not a chisaron in the goof of the dover. It's considered to be what? Regular hezek nikar. It's not hezek she'eno nikar. And hezek that's nikar is chayiv. and therefore you're going to be chayv to pay halacha lemaisa. And then Taisa, of course, concluded that he can't tell me that it's a knas, because the knas is not appropriate by kila yikarim. Because why would you give a penalty? You're going to mess your own grapes up. Why would a guy ever do that? The point of the knas is you don't run around, oh, a guy insulted me, let me go ahead and time his fruits. Why would a guy do that when it comes to kila yikarim? You're messing up your own grapes. And number two, if it would be a penalty, it would only be said when it's bemazed. It would only be said when it's bemazed. And we know this was a case where it was Bishoyge. You know, he just not building a fence. That Paul mazed it. You only invoke penalties on people that are mazed. He's not building a fence, not called mazed. That doesn't contradict the previous Taisus, the Maharam says, we're giving the guy. That's a warning to know that it's a general warning that, you know, you gotta what? You make a fence, you don't cause problems. But it doesn't make you what? It doesn't make you a mate in the sense that you're not doing a maisa here. You're just not making a fence. That's what it means, the maisa. It's not a real hasrach. As a general, you're gonna have to. Okay, let's close with something from Chumash.